Candace Creel Falcone has a PhD in feminist studies. She's a professor and a writer who's recently added visual artist to a long list of accomplishments. Her current exhibit at the McCroskey Art Center is called Interior Intimacies. It's Candace's first solo exhibit, and we're meeting via Zoom to talk about it right now. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. So great to see you. I'm sitting here with my background of tan, and you have like a rainbow behind you of beautiful colors, and it's so bright and cheery. It's great to see that. Good morning.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Well, you haven't always been a visual artist, at least not in the form of having shows in museums. Talk a little bit about your journey.
Yeah. So as many people go on journeys to find themselves, I think I'm super privileged that I've had the space to explore who I really am and who I want to be in the world. And I was a super high achieving, love to learn kind of young person and somebody who loved to read and write and think about ideas. And so when you have that kind of appetite for knowledge, it's really easy to get kind of tracked into an academic career. And so when I went to undergraduate college at the University of Kansas, I was pursuing a couple of majors and a minor. And I really didn't have time to explore other creative fields, but I had one class that was a part of my women's and gender studies major that was in feminist art history my senior year. And I remember feeling like had I had that class earlier on in my experience, I probably would have added that major onto my course of study as well. And so it took about 12 years to kind of come back to that love of art history and to reignite that passion. But in 2017, I was on sabbatical. I used to be a professor of women's and gender studies at a regional university in Northwest Minnesota. And on sabbatical, I was just kind of tired of thinking in words. And my work is really about the power of narrative and storytelling. And so I thought, why don't I go and try to see if there's a way that I could tell stories differently? And so on a whim, I signed up for a class at the community college, just kind of for fun, to challenge myself and to start to think differently about things. And I absolutely fell in love with making. Instead of just studying visual culture, I wanted to contribute to the rich history of how we make meaning through visuals. And I just haven't looked back ever since. That put me on a new trajectory. And I graduated with an Associates of Fine Arts degree in visual arts in the spring of 2020. And probably the first person who has a PhD to go back and get an associate's degree. Probably not the first, but a very rare case. But I really just love the power of learning and the way that being in community with other people enhances one's own understanding of any given subject.
Yeah. Yeah. So I totally get this lifetime learner philosophy thing. I feel like I'm always wanting to take classes. No matter how many I take, there's just more to take. So,
totally.
So you've moved your medium to art. Well, you're probably still writing and all of that too, but it's a whole new medium for you. And this show is called Interior Intimacies. Describe it for us. I know the pieces are huge.
I love that you describe them that way. They're 48 by 48 inches. So they're square acrylic paintings on canvas. And interior intimacy is the theme that ties them together, because I was really trying to explore a number of things that had been on my mind through painting scenes where people can create their own stories about either placing me in relation to the objects that I paint about or themselves in the scene. And so on one hand, you know, interior intimacies is about exploring from an art historical context how interior paintings have been appropriate subjects for women to explore. So if you think about like the 19th century impressionist movement, for instance, we know of women impressionist artists like Berthe Morisot and Mary Cassatt, and they're really famous for painting domestic interior scenes. And it's because they had access to women and had access to those spaces of the private sphere, which has historically in the West been coded as a women or a feminine space, where men were able to do these amazing history paintings, and women who wanted to do genres that were outside of the space of the home had to seek permission from their governments at certain points in history, right? And so I've really been thinking a lot about, like, when kind of confined to one's home and that is your only subject matter to explore, what does that mean? And in the context of 2021, I painted these from 2019 to 2020. So of course, the context of being at home has also changed dramatically. But we have this way in which our public and private lives are very, that the border between those has really dissolved. So one of the reasons why the canvases are square is because I'm also trying to think about that public-private persona and the ways that we explore who we are privately, publicly, through the realm of Instagram, for instance. So also kind of thinking about that relationship between the composition of images and the glossiness of, like, framing one's own domestic sphere as if to tell a story about oneself. And what does that mean in the context of, you know, how we're navigating all of these many social issues that are also happening out in the public sphere, right, that influence the ways that we make sense of our homes.
You know, we talked, well, we've been talking via email in a brief conversation yesterday. I didn't bring this up, but listen to you talk. There's been a lot of talk about women's representation in museums, lack of representation in comparison to male artists. Do you have anything to say about that? And is it changing?
Well, yeah. So from an art historical perspective, you know, we know that there is a significant disparity in terms of the number of women's arts pieces that are on the wall. You know, if you look at, like, the Guerrilla Girls history of activism, for instance, who is this, like, anonymous collective of women artists who specifically bring attention to some of these systemic issues that face women in terms of being able to access museum spaces. You know, one of their most famous like poster campaigns that they did was that there's more naked women in the Met than women artists, right? So this idea that women are allowed to be subject matters, but not the authors of their own experience, right? Yeah. And so I am hopeful that we are continuing to challenge this disparity, right? I think given the context of COVID and the kind of economic instability of museum spaces, I'm very concerned about the progress that we've made, not only for women's representation, but also communities of color, right? There's also a significant racial disparity in terms of who has access to these kinds of spaces. And so certainly, I hope that my work contributes to some of these larger conversations around how we need to be critical about the stories we tell and who's allowed to tell those stories.
Yeah. You're intentional about expanding notions of what femininity is. Can you talk about why that is really important to you?
Absolutely. Okay. So while I haven't been a professional artist my entire life, I have been a professional feminist. I have been somebody who identifies their gender as femme. And part of that femme gender identity is really about challenging conventional notions of femininity in the ways that it's often seen in a binary as opposed to masculinity, and as such then gets painted into a very small box of what is considered appropriate femininity for women to embody. And of course, when we have that very narrow view, it limits not only women's experiences and abilities to achieve, but also really limits men's ability to evoke some of those feminine qualities, such as care and beauty and love, that get mapped onto femininity in really powerful ways that then gets, you know, somewhat challenging for men to be able to evoke. So I have long been somebody who has challenged those notions in the way I dress my body, how I present in the world. Going into graduate school to pursue a degree in feminist studies, teaching women's and gender studies for nearly a decade as a tenured faculty member. So I'm just really invested in this notion that when we can expand our ideas about gender, we will all be freer. And that's just one of the major themes in my work that I explore. So while this series is about interiors, you know, I also think about it in the context of what women have been typically allowed to be experts about, right? So if you think about it from a journalistic context, women have been called upon to be experts on like furniture, fashion, family, and that really pigeonholes women's ideas and their ability to be political commentators, for instance, or have access to some of these larger conversations that aren't seen as trivial. And so I'm really interested in thinking about how can we give the appropriate amount of power and respect to domestic spaces and these kind of domestic arts that women primarily have been the keepers of, but expanding the ability for anybody to participate.
Is this your first big show?
It is, okay. Yeah. So I've exhibited a couple of pieces in juried shows, but this is the first one where it's been all my work in a series like this.
How does it feel?
It feels really great. It feels like a blessing. It feels like an opportunity to get to connect with people and hopefully find an audience that's excited to think deeply about the same kinds of issues that I'm really committed to thinking deeply about. And it's really wonderful to share it in Grand Rapids and just feel like the love and support of community members who I know there, who have been, uplifting me in this journey as I transitioned into this new version of myself. It feels really special that they get to kind of experience this for the first time in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, the images look bright and colorful, and bold, very much. You're very bright and colorful. I'm looking at you and I just love your glasses and I just want to come through the screen and hug you. Something about you. It's just very warm and wonderful. What are you hoping people take away when they experience your show?
Thank you. I really hope people just take away a little bit more curiosity about thinking about their own self in relationship to their space and in relationship to their public and private personas and what that means for their own gender identities and what that means for visioning futures where we all can be our fullest and most authentic selves.
I love it. That is Candace Creel Falcone. You can see her work and attend her artist talk Wednesday night at 6, and you have to go to McCroskeyArtCenter.org to find the information on how to get on that Zoom call, but it will be a Zoom artist talk, so pretty much anybody can hop on and hear what you have to say. Congratulations for your first big show. I'm expecting more from you as time goes by, and you'll probably have another degree under your belt next time we talk.
Perhaps. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you, Candace. You too. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.